Hey Tyler.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on, like short notice and things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looking forward to getting to know about the movie. I was hoping if you could just get started with telling us about the moment you learned about the Learning You movie and how that just kind of evolved.
Yeah. We had a person named Jeff Davidson who submitted a script to our film company, and we get scripts quite a bit, so we don't always read every single one of them. It's just impossible to do that. But a guy named Mark on our staff, he has a daughter named Julianne that is profoundly autistic, and so when we got this script, and it was basically Jeff's story with his son Elijah. Who is very much like Julianne. Mark was just enthralled with the script. So he called me and said, "Hey, you need to read this. I think this could be our next movie." And the ball started rolling from there. So within a week, we were meeting with Jeff, trying to figure out how we could purchase the script. And then we developed it for about 6 months with our team before we started pre-production on the film.
So yeah, I was anticipating some sort of connection there.
Yeah.
Tell me about what it meant for you and the crew of like finding the actor and then making the movie to appear like the way that that you've created.
Yeah, we were really very adamant that we create a film that feels authentic. A lot of times in movies about people with autism, it tends to be romanticized. And so what happens is you get the kid that's an unbelievable piano player because he's autistic, or like the mathematician, and like all of these incredible stories that Hollywood will portray autism as, which is great. But the problem is that's not the reality for most people. And so what we wanted to do is try to present what it's actually like to be on the spectrum, and also what it's like to be a parent of someone that has to care for someone that's profoundly autistic 24/7. And so we had multiple people on set that were either on the spectrum or were parents and caregivers of people. We had actors that volunteered for months with autism organizations just to get to know that better. And I feel like we did a really solid job of being authentic and raw with the story.
Yeah, the clips that I've seen, the trailer is it's very good. It's well
Thank
done.
you.
Yeah, you can. It's easy to capture, like the emotions involved with it and the struggles. Yeah, the moment on the beach too. I think it's a beach. It's just like.
Yeah, that's my favorite scene in the whole film. Whenever, so in the movie, they build like an 8 foot tall sandcastle. The dad in the film is an architect, so he doesn't. When he builds a sandcastle, he's building it like an architect would, not like me or you would, like a normal person. And so they build this massive sandcastle, and there's a storm that comes, and it just absolutely wrecks the kid Elijah. And that's one of my favorite scenes, because the more I talked to families within the autism community, more and more of them, they told me about, I'm gonna roughly call it their sandcastle moment. But each of them had this moment where, at least for the parent side, they realize there's nothing wrong with my kid, but this is the reality of how it's going to be from now on, especially if they're profoundly autistic. And that was just such a powerful moment. So our producer team, we refer to that as the sandcastle moment. So each time we talk to a new family and they have this like story of, "This is the first time that I realized, hey, I'm gonna have to care for my kid forever," we call that their sandcastle moment. So it was very profound on our end as well.
Yeah, it's a good connection too because the autistic child will spend however long needed to build that 8 foot sandcastle. They would love it.
And rebuild it once it gets destroyed.
This is very good stuff there. Can you just talk a little bit about how many movies you've made and about your movie company? Because that's something that's not like I don't have conversations about that very much. It's like, how do you even get involved with that?
Yeah, this is our fifth feature film. So we started making them back in The process started back in late 2016, so about a decade ago is when we started doing this. I'm a pastor of a church in southern Indiana, down in Corydon. And I studied film in college. I've always wanted to make movies. I ended up going into ministry. Back in 2016, I was like, why can't we do both of those things at the same time? We can do ministry and share the news about Jesus in different ways with film. So we started making movies then, and it's progressed ever since. But we made a film called I Can back in 2023 that ended up being our first one that was out in theaters nationwide, which really opened up a lot of doors for this one, which Learning You is currently in a few hundred theaters across America. It's getting ready to have a European release. So yeah, we've built it up over the last decade. One of the things that's unique about our film company is that we donate 100% of our profits. So anything that we get back from like theatrical or streaming, we donate it towards a cause. So for I Can, we worked with Christian Alliance for Orphans, and we donated most of that money towards helping orphans. And then for Learning You, we created our own initiative called ACT, which is designed to give like free counseling and resources and respite and things like that for parents and caregivers in the autism community.
Okay. Yeah. I've seen that promoted. I've seen you talk about it on a Facebook clip, and it's like, well, I definitely want to talk about that. So yeah. You created it.
Yeah, we started that. We actually started it about a year ago. We got a grant to kind of kickstart that about a year ago. So we guinea pigged it here in the Southern Indiana and Louisville market. But we've got about 15 cities that we're doing Kickstart events all across America to try to spread different chapters of ACT so that more and more families within the autism community can feel cared for and loved on and have resources, things like that.
What predates? Does the Learning You movie predate the startup of that?
They go hand in hand. So ACT stands for Awareness, Connection, and Touch. And we're basically using the movie as the awareness piece, and then Connection and Touch. We started an online group for parents and caregivers of the autism community so they could feel connected. And then the touch is events and trainings and things like that we can put on in various cities that are more tangible. So that gives them resources, counseling, even like date nights out, stuff like that. So they kind of go hand in hand, but the movie and the ministry started at the same time.
Yeah, that's a great. The idea that you just mentioned that you donate all of those earnings is very fascinating to me. That's well done.
It's definitely we're like the worst for-profit business in the world because we operate with investors like a normal company, and then we give all of it away. So
how many movies have you done as far as after starting your company? Because just even the starting the company part is like seems very challenging, especially in this market, this type of field.
Yeah. So we've done five movies. I've worked on a few others by myself, like away from the company, but five as First Capital Films. This Learning You is our fifth one. And you don't think of Southern Indiana as a hub for making movies very often, but we have our own studio. All of the stuff that we work with for distribution and post-production, so like all the editing, all the sound and stuff like that, that's all done in Los Angeles. We shoot the movies here, but then everything else is done with a different studio out in LA. But for all intents and purposes, the movies are made right here in Southern Indiana at our studios, which is kind of cool.
It is cool. Whenever you were casting for the actor, I know you talked a little bit about it before, but the actors with autism, and I know you mentioned some volunteers and so forth, but who all was involved, and can you just take me through that process a little bit more in detail about selecting the actor and then just how that was shooting the movie, and if there was any kind of changes throughout for the actor kind of evolving as portraying an autistic.
Yeah. So there's two main boys in the film. The two characters are named Elijah and Stefan. Elijah is played by a guy named Caleb Milby out of Oklahoma City. And we did a pretty wide casting call for this actor because it was a very challenging role. He is profoundly autistic in the movie, but also there's sequences of the film where the dad is dreaming. So he's asleep and he's dreaming like his son is not autistic. It's very like, there's this contrast that's really profound where like every parent, that we talked to, if their kid was profoundly autistic and institutionalized, they had this desire for that not to happen. So we wanted to portray that. So we knew that the actor had to convincingly play someone on the autism spectrum that's on the far end, and also be able to convincingly play someone that was not autistic in these dream sequences. So you could see how that would be an incredibly hard role to find one person to do both of those things. So we did a lot of casting work through various talent agencies and things like that. And Caleb ended up being the one that we cast. We even flew him in from Oklahoma before we gave him the role just to make sure, like on screen, he could pull that off. Stefan, however, is an autistic actor from our area. His name is Seth Frampus, and he is like the sweetest human that you'll ever meet in your entire life. And basically Seth just played Seth on screen because that was exactly what we needed. And so he was awesome. We had two somewhat known actors named Dan Roebuck and Stacy Heidick. She's the lead on Days of Our Lives. And they were his parents in Learning You. And they became like instant family, like genuine love between all three of those people. So Dan, Stacy, and Seth were like inseparable on set, which was really cool. But it did present challenges. Especially with Seth, who's really easygoing, but he's pretty far on the spectrum in terms of like social battery and things like that. And so we could very much tell like this was the last take that we're going to get out of Seth before he really needs a break. And so the crew was really, really good about being accommodating and understanding about that. So we would just say like, hey, this is the last one for Seth. And nobody questioned it. Like they just understood like he's a little bit overstimulated. Let's give him a break. We'll come back to it. So it was a really smooth process. We really didn't run into very many issues. I think a lot of it was because we had so many people familiar with the spectrum on set with us. So we had like moms and dads. We had even the lead actor, John Wells, his son is autistic. And so like he plays a version of himself in the film, basically. And I think that really helped make sure that was a smooth process.
Yeah, because whenever I see the clips and things, it's like very natural stuff. It's like, well yeah. Done.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So with this ACT, this ACT, can you tell us about how like people can get familiar with that and maybe even look into it and maybe benefit from it?
Yeah. So we are getting ready to launch our website. Our first event outside of our area is February 3rd of 2026. And so that's kind of like the big kickoff. We're out of the testing mode into the full-blown thing. So once that launches on the 3rd, you should be able to just Google ACT and be able to find it pretty easily. We have a Facebook page called Thrive, a group called Thrive, which is the online group we started for parents, and it has a few hundred parents in it already. If you go to our website, learningyoumovie.com, after February 3rd, there should be lots of info on ACT on there.
How can people find the Thrive? What kind of online platform?
Yeah, it's a Facebook group. And so if you have show notes, we can put the link in there if you'd like.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about how you approach movies with the Christian background?
Yeah. So there's multiple types of faith-based films. You got the ones that are basically like a sermon in video format. And then you have like, on the other side of it, like a movie with a subtle faith element to it. Some of our films have leaned more towards the sermon side, especially when we first started out. As we've grown as filmmakers, they've leaned far, far greater to the other side of that. And so Learning You is definitely, it's definitely a wrestle with faith in the film. There's elements of, especially the dad character, just really wrestling with his faith and his relationship with God. But it's pretty subtle. So there's no big, like, come to Jesus moment in the film or anything like that. We were hoping that it would spark conversation of people maybe wrestling with their own faith, that this movie would kind of help answer some of those questions, maybe.
That's kind of what I was hoping you would answer and how you would say that, because you're absolutely right, especially autistic parents, because they're very, it's very concerning as more and more profound autistics are getting older, and you know they'll need 100% caretakers, and
yep.
I hear a lot about worrying about that, not having a lot of options. Whenever you had the institution, Elijah was institutionalized. Like, people, I don't know if people still understand, like, that's a thing, because society doesn't know what to do with them.
Yep. And they turn a blind eye to them as well. Yeah. Like, it's not, they don't know what to do with them, and they don't know that that really still exists, that there's a ton of institutions where kids are there. So,
yeah. Yeah, so that was that's a highlight, I think, for me. And I'm sure others, because definitely the parents of the autistic, profound autistic, and people don't even know what to do with the autistic, and it doesn't matter the level.
Yeah.
It's very much against social norms.
Yep.
Like with the actor you were talking about, like the social battery and so forth. But yeah, I'm excited that this will bring awareness, and what is your goal? What is your hopes that Learning You can become more available? Like, how is that? How can we make that more available to people?
Yeah. So it'll be like just any other movie. So it's in a few hundred theaters right now. I think the theatrical window ends somewhere around February 20th, with the streaming date set for late March. So once it's out on streaming, anybody will be able to access it pretty much wherever you watch movies. Yeah, and it'll be out on DVDs and stores, things like that. So,
yeah, okay, that's good news. That's good news. Is there anything, it's kind of a short conversation here, but is there anything that we haven't talked about yet that it seems relevant for you, even from the Christianity or the autism, movie making, anything?
I would just say that I went into making this movie liking the script a lot, and then loving Mark, the guy that first read the script. So he's the type of guy that, like, if he asked me to do something, I'm going to do it. But I didn't really know that much about the autism community. I knew people from our church that are autistic, or I knew people that were parents of people that were autistic, but I had never really, like, done a deep dive into what they go through and the type of life that they live until this film. And so it's been really eye-opening for me personally. And it's also brought a whole lot of more empathy and compassion from my end, just because I simply just didn't know what people on the spectrum go through, when I didn't know what their parents go through. But I wish that more people would take some time to, for lack of better terms, learn one another, like learning me, learning you, learning each other. I think if we did that, they would find that same level of empathy and compassion that I did. And I think the world would be a whole lot better of a place. So it doesn't matter if you got relationships that are people that are autistic or people that aren't autistic. The minute we stop learning one another, those relationships become stagnant, and we start making assumptions that may or may not be true, but we start believing them regardless. And I think we see that a lot in our world with the division that we have. But if we all just paused for a second and tried to learn one another with some humility, I think we'd all be a lot more compassionate.
Yeah. Humans love to confirm their beliefs, right? Yes. Or wrong. And it's we'll manipulate the reality of things to fit into our beliefs, and if they don't fit, we reject. It's like a quick answer key: accept or reject.
Yep.
We're so fast at it.
Yeah, we live increasingly more in a black and white society where it's either black or white, right or wrong, good or bad. But the reality is humans and humanity we've lived in the gray area forever. Like most humans are not good or bad inherently or like right or wrong fully. Like nobody's 100% good, nobody's 100% bad, except Jesus, who was 100% good. That's the only one that's ever been that. And so if we could start living in that gray area and recognizing that people are complex and their stories are usually defined by past trauma and experiences that they've had or life circumstances, that's how we start learning one another. And I think that you nailed it. Like we want instant answers and instant gratification and instant responses to things, but that's really not how humans operate. And so I hope this movie, if nothing else, challenges people to like take a step back and realize like, hey, there's some stuff going on in people's lives that I should probably be learning about them rather than judging or making assumptions or whatever.
I think that's why Sermon on the Mount is bookended with Matthew 7, with the judgment.
Yep.
I think that's why, it's beautifully bookend right there.
Yeah, I think that whole Sermon on the Mount recognizes the heart of people, and yet we're still choosing law. So Jesus is saying it's not about the law anymore, it's about the heart for that entire Sermon on the Mount, which is why he goes to this, so stop judging people. And yet we're still searching for the law, even 2,000 years later. Even people that know Jesus, they're still doing that.
What are you looking forward to most recently?
What am I most looking forward to? I am about to go to, this is a personal thing, but my wife and I are about to go to Pakistan in 2 weeks. We've been working there for the last couple of years, helping start schools and helping free people from brickyard slavery. And so we're going to go in a couple of weeks and hopefully be able to free about 10 families from slavery, which is really exciting. So.